Hello, welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Shailendra. Here are the top stories. Telecom operator Bharti Airtel on Friday said it has never charged its customers separately for IUC and that the unlimited calling benefits will continue for subscribers without any change. The comments came a day after Reliance announced that calls by its users to other networks in India will become free from Friday as the interconnect usage charges regime ends. Union Health Minister Harshvardhan on Friday chaired a high-level meeting to review preparedness at various session sites in the country for coronavirus vaccination trial run on January 2nd. The senior officials of the Health Ministry apprised the minister on various improvements that have been made to make the pan-India dry run glitch-free, such as number of telephone operators has been increased to answer every possible query from the teams on the ground conducting the dry run. Flights between India and the United Kingdom will resume from January 8th, Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri announced on Friday. The flights were suspended after the mutated strain of coronavirus wreaked havoc across the island nation last month. Earlier this week, the suspension was extended till January 7th. Until January 23rd, only 15 flights per week have been approved for airlines of both countries. Flight operations will be allowed to and from Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru and Hyderabad only. Regulator SEBI on Friday imposed penalties on Reliance Industries, its chairman and managing director Mukesh Ambani as well as two other entities for alleged manipulative trading in the shares of erstwhile Reliance Petroleum Limited back in November 2007. Fines of Rs. 25 crore and 15 crore have been imposed on Reliance Industries Limited and Ambani. Navi Mumbai says Private Limited has been asked to pay a penalty of Rs. 20 crore, whereas Mumbai says Limited has been directed to pay Rs. 10 crore. Zomato set an unprecedented record of 4,100 orders per minute on New Year's Eve as more people ordered food online since they stayed in due to the night curfews and restrictions imposed in many states due to the COVID-19. The online food delivery platform recorded its highest ever velocity on December 31st, according to CEO Dipender Goyal. Live tweeting interesting statistics on the order numbers, Goyal talked about the rise in order value and the subsequent tension which strained the systems and gripped his tech team. The GST collection for December 2020 touched a record high of Rs. 1.15 lakh crore. This is the highest ever collections since the implementation of the countrywide tax in July 2017, the Finance Ministry said in a statement on Friday. Out of the headline amount, IGST stood at rupees more than 57,000 crore, while CESS was at rupees more than 8,000 crore. Central and state GST stood at rupees 21,000 crore and rupees 27,000 crore. And that's all we have for you in today's podcast. Have a nice day.